Okay.
A bit closer to your chin, and you can move yours a bit down so it's not right from your mouth. That's good. Okay, looks good.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'll take notes on this.
What?
I'll take notes.
Okay.
I'm sure this doesn't make
sense. I'll make some
of it. Actually, the first thing I just sort of did a really sort of brief version of what we have to do.
Interesting stuff at the meeting.
Yep.
Actually, for that, I was just copying the one straight out of the other document, so it's all whatever.
Okay, yeah. I see that's fine.
Did you see it? I'm not sure if we need the outline of the prototype. I mean, what are we going to put into that?
Well, just sort of. Well, the thing is, yeah, we're going to be touching on all that during the other part. For the
progress. Yeah, because I mean, that's basically what we're doing here, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's just something that he had mentioned in the previous. Like just to sort of have a prototype together and sort of saying that, you know, we could potentially do that.
Yeah, we could.
It's not something
like this could be just some, if we just describe some screenshots or something.
Yeah, sure. Like the thing is, I was thinking, even in the stuff that I was doing, I mean, just throw the screenshots in there when you talk about what you're doing.
Yeah, you can either have, and we can just ignore that bit, or you can.
I have that at the very end screenshot, but that didn't show up on this page, so
Yeah, you can either have, it's a screenshot there and stuff. You can either have screenshots by the thing, each one, or have just a bunch of them in one section.
Anyways, so it's just very general structure. I guess from this we can just pop in our little blurbs and
I've written the topic segmentation one.
Oh, cool. So I don't know if there's other stuff that you think should be done to this, I could do that before I mail it to you guys. Does anyone else want to throw it together? Actually, I can probably still throw it together if you want. Put your parts into this one.
I think Penelope should do it.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. She's only going to tell us we got it wrong anyway.
And I'm being like...
I'm really joking.
If you want to keep going with that, I'm happy to do some as well. I have lots of time tonight. We'll send it to you.
You can
do the final review.
Perfect it. And
I'll look at it like my usual working hours are like from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock or something.
So I know, you're always online. They always make me feel bad because when I go to bed at like 1, you're still online. You never go to bed.
Sleep.
You pretend. Always busy. So maybe.
But I'm never online in the morning, so.
Yeah. Notice that no one is.
So.
Okay. So I'll send it off to you.
Yeah,
I'll
give it to you.
Okay.
And then I'll
sabotage it.
And I'll send it out to you again.
Was there anything else we wanted to add to the timeline? I mean, essentially, was what, like,
yeah.
You can't see here, like, there's the old one. Well, that's the original one.
Oh, this is the one that, okay.
Yeah, it's just copied straight up.
Probably want to think about if we want to change the goals and stuff. I think one thing that we could probably skip totally is the removing things from the audio file.
That's what I thought as well. I mean, are we actually going to attempt that?
No.
Nah.
I don't think so either.
Too big.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be, we don't even know how to approach that.
It's a good thing to have to say what we could have done if we had more time. Good future work thing, isn't it? Sticking the conclusion.
Yeah.
The final report. Should have we had more time? There's
yeah.
More
yeah.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Unless we discover some sort of time warp.
Yeah.
So maybe I mean we should definitely, well, we could probably not put it under this heading, but put it under changes since the initial specification.
Yeah.
And say, yeah, we didn't.
We don't think it's enough time. Or we felt there were more important things to do in our time than to worry about.
We prefer to concentrate on the main. And I think we should probably comment explicitly on the milestones here as well and say we managed to do.
Yeah, this and this. Or some of the more of it later or somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You should have a section. Probably.
Like,
you
know,
haven't
developed a prototype, could we,
you
know.
Yeah.
Nicely. Best file on target or something.
Yeah, yeah.
More or less.
Yeah.
Well.
It doesn't have to know exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm finished, but...
So I've only got 6 days to do the topic segment. Jesus.
You don't have any SQL P assignments, do you?
Yeah.
And you can say, we're still aiming for the development to be complete in March, right?
Speaking of characterization, it's supposed to be done already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
For one of those, something that you want to change and delete from our list of expectations?
Give me a week and I'll tell you the answer.
Like, could we put a hint that something like that might happen into the document?
Maybe the speaker characterization may get slimmer.
Yeah, that's right.
Probably.
I really want to do it.
We won't disappear.
It's not going to be difficult. If at least have all the information pop up that is already in the metadata file.
Yeah.
That's going to be networked.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's definitely going to be something.
Actually. Yeah, we won't make it disappear, but we might thin it down a bit. But we might not, you know, we might have time, depends on
how things turn out.
Really, The topic segmentation with LC Seg and textiles basically done, it just needs to be done. You know, the code, tuned, a search of the parameter space, man, or something. Let's see what happens.
We should probably do another responsibility of packages as well. That's what he hinted that we should also indicate who's responsible for what from now on.
Well, you could probably just copy that strip of the other one as well.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which is essentially the same as it was. More detailed specifically.
Well, you could put,
we're skipping the audio one, and that makes that easier.
We just keep it together on the paper.
Are you taking any more
right now and just see what?
Are you taking any more of look at it? At the
dispensers?
Okay.
The dispensers.
Okay. You could probably. You know, if we'll have time to look it up before tomorrow.
Yeah.
We could just
make
it up.
Yeah.
So,
like, I'll claim one, you claim the other for the search things, and then we can leave that one as a joint one.
Yeah.
Have you managed any further on the search thing?
I found, finally today, something that I can build it in, and it, I should have something for tomorrow. I should, have, you know, at least, very least have a GUI and wire. I'll be wiring that in hopefully tomorrow morning. So I want to get something. I want to see this. I want to get it together. I have an image in my mind. I just want to see it on the thing and then get my screenshot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, my intent is to recommend things tomorrow a bit more as well. So I don't. Send it in the afternoon.
Well,
maybe I can add a few sentences to what I'm done.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, you can write the sentences first as well. I mean, with the intention that.
Yeah,
also, sometimes it's a bit of a motivating factor, too. I mean, you write down the words and the ideas. And like, oh, I think you want to do something.
How about the underlying data for it, for the inverted file? How's that coming along?
Well, I still like struggling with Java stuff. I think I was wondering about that is, I haven't looked at it so much, but if any guys know how we could do that, like from the extract words that you did, like also in extract timestamps and.
Easy, yeah, just.
Is it?
Yeah, we just when he pulls up the segments.
Yeah.
Part of that, one of the attributes, we do get attributes, call the method called get attributes, it returns a list of attributes, search through those, and then just you can, that will tell you what attributes it's got.
Okay.
And then you can either do it automatically, or you can just hard code and say, look, get me the timestamps. So you just say, get attribute and put, I think the method's called get attribute, and just it's called start time and end time.
Okay.
And that'll tell you the start times and end times. Okay. I think it returns a double.
Now I can just put it in.
Yeah, that's on the nom write elements.
What on that?
The object is a nom write element, I think.
Okay.
That should tell you right here.
So, is there? Have you made another end browser? Is there something that?
There is, but I haven't made a lot of changes to it, so I might just delete what I've done and copy it in from there, because I'm sure you've probably made some changes already.
No, since Friday.
I thought you said that you had written some things that maybe have caused some bugs and that you were going to fix those on the weekend or something.
No.
Okay.
After
the weekend.
Weekend's
out. Okay, cool. Although there's stuff out there that. Actually, I'm going to try and minimize the amount of changes I make in browser anyways. Shouldn't be an issue. Actually, just to clarify, last week when we were talking about our search results, like if we have topics as well as transcripts as well as summaries, do we want separate result panes? For each of those, or do we want them all in one pane with like an icon or a different color or something to indicate what type of result they are, so that when they, you know, click on that, it's going to go to the relevant thing. Like just if they check all three, say topics, summary, blah blah blah, have three different windows come up, or three like sub.
At the moment, is there a window that comes up, or is that a second result pane, or is there, you know, just a little bit larger?
I thought what we sort of discussed last week was to have it so on the same window. So it'll be on the search window, bottom half of the search window.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we still want to keep it that way, but that's what it was going to be working with. So it's just like you click those and it just loads up. Yeah, splits that thing into two or three or whatever it is. One, two, or three, depending on which ones you check. And then, so if you want to do it that way, you know, like it probably doesn't matter too much. Just trying to think if there's going to be any other issues down the road.
You confused me. Do you have three separate windows for the three separate different types of results?
No, just panes, just result panes.
Okay, not three different. Right.
So it's just when we click, you know, topics and summaries for what we want to search, then it'll look, there'll be two result panes.
Yeah.
So
or tabs or something.
I don't know, really tabs.
Yeah, I quite like the idea of tabs.
But then you can't see all of them at the same time.
But you wouldn't want to compare the result, topic, one topic result with one summary result.
Well, it's no, but the thing is, if you're looking, if you check them both, you want to see all the results.
Yeah,
3 points.
If you get results for the same meeting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so the summary and the topic and then transcript.
Yeah, that's true.
Or we could just put them all into one result pane.
Yeah. I mean, we could order them by meeting, for example.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I guess that is everything. Whether we want to have us reorder by.
Yeah, well, I mean,
zone,
if
so that's
you know, that's you, even the second step. The first question is, do we want to order them? How do we want to order them manifest by?
Yeah, probably by meeting makes most sense. I mean,
yeah.
Essentially they're temp, you know, in time order, so that kind of makes most sense.
Yeah, maybe we should do that.
Be an easy. Well, I don't know. It should be fairly easy. Yes.
Yeah, why don't you just color code those? The results to.
Sometimes, in a case like that, like a run across. In other languages, just that it's hard to tell what kind of object it was originally once it's put into like a list box or something. It's hard to tell whether it was a transcript or whatever. And then if we're highlighting something in the transcript window, it may be difficult to get that information back once it's just in a list box, not in a list box. So, but
yeah, but if you
where's it coming from?
If you do it straight from, you know, you get the result, and then there's some if statement saying straight on the rock bottom level saying if you found a segment, then color it, print it
right.
In red or whatever.
Yeah.
As opposed to.
Yeah. It's just like from past experience. There's goofy little things that happen, and it just doesn't let you save certain things, and it just kind of.
Trying to
do a different kind of, to go to a different window. So if you want to go to the actual highlight the transcript or highlight the topic. At that point, that's sort of where it starts getting a little bit tricky because you're working with an event handler within the one panel or list box or whatever it is.
So,
there are ways around it, but whether we'll be able to figure something out like actual before tomorrow, or delegates or whatever.
At the moment it works. It works with highlighting in the transcript window, doesn't it? So.
I think he was saying that as long as we implement that interface, it should work with anything that we do, like highlighting. Yeah. I think that was who was saying that.
What do you mean it should work with anything?
Wasn't Jonathan saying something like that? I think it was just like as long as we implement one of these interfaces for this particular type of window, we should be able to have that highlighting. Helping.
Yeah, I mean the whole what fills the transcription box and all of these boxes is a special sort of pane made by Knight. So
okay.
I am not sure what it's called now. I don't know what it's called. And that comes with a whole load of highlighting extras as well, as I said, if you left click on something, for example, it highlights automatically.
Okay.
So maybe it comes with something
maybe I should use that as well.
Yeah.
It's called a night text pane or something, isn't it?
No,
is it?
I'm sure there's not a pane in it. No. I don't know.
Text area.
Non-text area.
Mostly things are called NOM.
Yeah. What's NOM anyway?
Night object model. I think.
What?
Night object model, I think. That's what it means.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But the removing the disfluencies, have you done anything with that yet? Anybody? Because I was wondering how we're gonna write it back to HTML. I mean XML. If we did the processing, writing it back to XML.
I thought we were just trying to have that as words, like not as XML, just sort of as a
block of text.
What was that?
Text file.
Well, transcript. No, because then we need all the other data from our Jupyter transcript.
You will very much limit what you can do with it if it's not an XML format. That's the rule. There is some bizarre method that puts things back into XML format.
Why do we want it in XML then? I mean, I thought we just selectively write the XML that we've got.
What?
So as opposed to...
Oh, select what we want, just take bits of the XML, take certain segments.
Only print out certain segments, the segments that we want, just selectively. At the moment it prints out all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just put an if loop in it.
Yeah,
that leaves out some certain
segments. Okay, yeah.
Not store it at all whatsoever.
Okay, that's...
That's what I think.
It says something different there, that's what...
Written to
a file in a common directory so that it would ever be done. But that will mean that you can only do things on... Actually, no, because you can do things on word level. So, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, if we're going to do the XML, then fine. That's
yeah.
We're not really... Well, I mean, we're not going to do much more than just look at the textbook room and experiences. Because we're not going to search it, and we're not going to, listen to it.
Yeah.
Since we're not doing
the audio
thing.
Yeah.
So I guess just displaying it is...
It's
right.
Fine.
But yeah, you don't really need to do much more with it.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
But it will...
Well, how would we display them? Would we take responses out and just, create a text path with the responses out of the text?
It would just be a blurb, like a summary. It won't look like... It won't say, speaker X says this, speaker Y says that, speaker Z says this.
Once we extract that out of the file when we create the text file.
Yeah, and then it will look ugly, probably, because it will look just black and white. Unless you want to start coding.
I
don't think it's going to take long to
do anything. I think it's true.
I mean, these meetings are not endlessly long. It's just words, and to print all of them out selectively.
It does it on the fly anyway, doesn't it? So.
Yeah.
So then it just goes through and says if this word equals that, then print.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of if statements.
You can nearly do it together with the transcription, with the original transcription, have them run parallel. So if certain, if it's a proper word, print it on both panes, and if it's not proper word, then print it anywhere else. But I mean, that's fancy, but...
Yeah, you probably could, actually. That's probably not more difficult. You just need to fatten the code out a bit.
Yeah.
It would be the
but
same
then,
thing.
You know, the good way of doing it, not together is that if someone doesn't want to look at the chop file, then you don't ever have to produce it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, we can write something like, we'll try and do it on the fly and observe if it's going to take too long. If it's going to take too long, we'll think about writing it to a file.
Shouldn't I? They'll just be if statements, won't they? They're very fast if statements, aren't they? This is loads of this stuff.
Probably use XSLT to kind of just transform it and flip it into.
What's that?
Just transforms style sheet. And then it's kind of like there's usually things built in to. Well, it should be built into Java and to process XML. Just creates whatever file it's going to be in. It's been a couple of years since I've looked at anything like this. But that might even be an easier way. And then that way we could even pre-process that. Before. I don't know. Well, we don't want to have to do that, right?
I wouldn't want to have to put it back into XML with Java. Even trying to read it in XML with Java was complicated enough.
Mm-hmm.
I gave up doing that completely and just devolved back to Knight stuff because it was much, much, much easier.
Yeah.
So if we can do it with Knight stuff, do it with Knight stuff, I think. Otherwise, it can always. Java trying to do it, it was just so complicated, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it. You have to start defining object models like the Knight thing and getting all bizarre, weird things like that. It was mad.
Actually, I was thinking I might try and talk to, was it Jonathan and Gene? Just to see what system they use to develop this stuff. Because it would be nice to have all the tools there and just have the object model and just kind of plug and play with everything and just to actually use the system, at a higher level rather than kind of playing around with a little bit of code and modifying their code and doing this and that. See what they're doing, so I might try and contact them, see if there's any other hints they can give us. Just to get things, moving at a higher level, I guess. It seems to be more interesting to use it as a real developer would. It just seems like a little tinkering going on.
Programming is all about, I'm afraid.
No, it shouldn't be. It should be higher level. It should be conceptual and coming up with the brilliant ideas and then just bringing those to reality.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, why don't you put both of those ideas into that paragraph and say you'll have a look at both or something, if you want to do it. I personally don't want to mess with writing files or anything at the moment. I want to do it superficially.
But the thing that I was thinking there as well is that once it's done for one meeting, it's done.
Yeah.
It's there. It's fine. Text file or XML or whatever it is. But just, I don't know. It doesn't make any difference really either way to me. So, if it's fast enough on the fly, then sure. That's about the only issue I have with on the fly, whether it's fast enough.
Yeah.
I expect it will be.
Especially with Java and all sorts of things. If it's loading the file and doing all this and processing
it. Well, it has already loaded it anyway.
Yeah, it's after it's loaded it.
Yeah.
It's just a for loop, really. It should be fine, eh?
Yeah. Whether it runs out of memory.
Yeah.
So, should we all write a letter or two about future work as well?
Yeah, I included the future work in my own section, but I just said what I've done so far and what I'm going to do.
Yeah, well, maybe.
And some issues.
Maybe you could split that up.
I
think
what we've done already, and then,
You might lose a bit of continuity if you do that, though. That's what I was thinking. Sometimes it's easier to have the topic in its own intersections, if you see what I mean. So you talk about speaker characters and see where you come in.
That does make sense, but maybe at the end, maybe just a point form of things that.
Goals or something bullet points.
Yeah,
because if you have a discursive thing here and then another discursive thing there, if they're not together, you lose a lot of the continuity.
Maybe.
I think.
Sounds good.
So, apart from that,
anyone want to talk about? You all have sleep, don't you? Burnt out. Maybe asleep.
Yeah.
So, we're all still wrapping up. Somebody sending them to you. You send it on.
Or she'll just take. She can take it from there.
How kind.
I can. Yeah, sure. If you want to send them to me as well.
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Actually, that's a good idea. I'll take one quick look over. Try and get it as good as I think that way.
Yeah.
You stick it together, and she'll shine it.
Yeah.
And then send it on to us so that we can nod.
And correct back any things that I thought was wrong in English or whatever. Like, no.
You're taking dialogue back.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I haven't used my pen.
Sorry, I'm going back to 4 lines.
Steve-o.
Good job you reminded me.
That's right, tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh dear, no. I don't think I have
line.
Mm. 12 days are right, yeah. How much of a line are you?